Five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Welcome to a new episode of the podcast series for the first Tech Challenge Benelux, and I have some exciting news for you because in this episode I have some guests all the way from France. And it's all the way from France because currently we are in Sint Lucas in Eindhoven, and currently there's the Benelux finals going on. And I'm very proud to announce that I have at my table Nicolas Vernaton.
Hello.
Andy, welcome.
Hi.
Especially for you, I have a warm welcome. So, Andy, for our listeners who don't know you, can you please introduce yourself?
So, hello everyone. First of all, I'd like to thank the whole team at FTC Netherlands for inviting us for to the Benelux Championship. It's been a great day so far, and we absolutely love the exciting matches and meeting all the teams. So, a little bit more about myself. My name is Andy Vella, and I am currently working for Robotique First France, which is the first branch in France. And I started working with them since August, and my mission is to help FTC and FRC teams in France grow and create a solid first community in France.
Awesome. And Nicolas, for those in the audience that don't know you yet.
So, hello, my name is Nicolas. I've known Andy for quite a while, and we both started our team, FRC team in Lyon, called RoboLyon, back in high school. And so since I've been back and forth in the team, just trying mentoring or being around as an alumni, because I stayed interested and it brings me a lot of joy to be around this team.
Yeah, and what is the name and number of your FRC team?
It's RoboLyon 5553.
And currently you are here because you would like to start some FTC teams.
Currently we are here because we are getting training to start our own FTC event in France. As of right now, we have 10 FTC teams in France, and we want to grow that steadily. But we want to make sure that these teams stay active during a few years and make the community grow slowly but steadily.
There must be more people involved. Can you mention some of the other team members who are involved?
So right now, Robotique First France is made up of one employee. So I'm the only employee as of now. We will soon be joined by somebody that will take care of media and marketing communication. Her name is Chloe. She's going to join our team on the 20th of February. And then we have many board members and many volunteers. And right now, the co-founders are Gabriel Bran-Lopez from Robotique Québec, so in Montreal, and Alice de Maillard, which is one of the co-founders, and Stéphane Morin, which is the president and co-founder of the association.
Wow. And this marketing person, is she going to type? Is she into typing text, or is she more video and podcast?
So this person is specifically specialized in preparing an event, so creating all the content, so whether it be articles, newsletters, videos, photo, everything to prepare an event, the creation of an event. So it's all putting into place a marketing plan to make sure that we contact the right people, we interest schools to come and watch because it's going to be an open event. Interesting. Well, her role is also to get the sponsors interested in showing up, coming, presenting their companies.
Sponsors?
Yes. So right now, the way Robotic First Friends works is 100% through donations. So we have partners that come in and either they want to sponsor a part of the organization. For example, we have sponsors that only sponsor the kit of parts. So basically, they will come in and their donation will go directly into the kit of parts. Other sponsors can come in and sponsor, for example, some awards. And others can come and either work with directly with some teams, or they can also sponsor the event.
Can you mention some of the sponsors?
Yes, we are very proud to have one of the founding sponsors, which is Dassault Systèmes. They're the company that...
SolidWorks.
Yes, SolidWorks. And we're very proud to say that the French Tech Challenge teams have been selected to be beta testers for a 3D experience.
Okay, well, I have some good news. I have a prospect. And someone's calling for you. What would you say if a prospect calls you one day and the question is, why should I sponsor your initiative?
The first thing is the wow effect. As a student being involved in one of the programs, a mentor, and now somebody that works with FIRST, the wow effect is super important. Kids nowadays, they really get passionate about sports. They have their favorite team. They know the statistics of every player. And the wow effect in FIRST is that these same kids will be as excited about science and technology as there are with sports. So this effect is really interesting because they're going to have their favorite teams, their favorite robots, and they will want to build better robots. They will want to learn the math behind it. And this is what we want to encourage them to do. So I would say if you're a company and you really want to get involved with all this excitement, don't hesitate to come around and give us a call, and I'll be glad to explain everything in detail.
Awesome. Well, that sounds very good. If you were to tell me this as a prospect sponsor, I would almost be convinced to donate the money directly. Nicolas, you said that you were involved in the FRC team. How many FRC teams are there in your country?
Right now in my country, I think there are about three FRC teams. I've been involved only in one of them, but Andy on my right has been helping also. Well, he has been helping the three of them. So he's done a great work, but he's continuing.
Do you know the names of the teams?
Yes. So the first one is Robolion, and the two others, they just started this year, so they are rookie teams. The first one is Cyborg Bulls from Alès, a small town in the south of France. And the other one is called CIV Robotique, and they are in Antibes, so really next to Nice.
Antibes, I guess I have to go there to coach them, especially in the summer.
It's beautiful, it's very nice, yes.
Very nice, a summer market.
Yeah, Antibes is awesome. Okay, so you're experienced in FRC. You're here today because you want to start the FTC more in your country. Have you been involved in FLL, First Lego League?
The names of the teams are Robolion Kids and Robolion Kids Junior. So they're FLL Junior and FLL. And they've actually done pretty well in the past few years. They were qualified for different stages of the competition. They even went to Lebanon for the competition.
Lebanon?
Yes. Lebanon? Like, yes. And they have an awesome experience. And well, then now we're also creating FTC team to make the bridge between FLL, FTC and FRC. So really interesting.
Awesome. Awesome. And do you have contact with other teams outside your country?
Yes, we have a particular relationship with two other European teams. First of all, Team Rembrandts, 4481. We've been really, really close since 2016. They already invited us twice to come to their workshop and do a scrimmage. We've had multiple exchanges with people that now are in FTC Netherlands, so really close to them. And the other team that we're really close to is Spice Gears in Poland. So they've been really active and really communicative. So it's really, really nice to be in contact with these two teams.
Within FIRST, there is a lot of attention to some values such as gracious professionalism, cooperation, and inclusion and diversity. What are you going to do in France with diversity and inclusion?
Today we have the rollout program for FIRST in France, especially with FTC teams, is to touch the schools that are far from the cities. Because in France, we have a phenomena where people are rushing towards the cities, and we want to include people that are still in the countryside. So this is why we created many teams in the countryside to help them get involved in robotics and bring back dynamics in the countryside. So this is a very strong part of the rollout plan we have.
Maybe also because like a lot of industry, it's on the countryside, usually you can get closer to maybe to the industry because they're also in lack of people around and young people. And so getting that attention and that connection with high schools is also quite interesting for them. So I think that's a good thing. You're working on that side.
It's demystifying the professional culture or the work culture and making them kind of integrate slowly beginning in high school. That's something that we really are proud to show the kids and the schools.
Yeah. Are you also trying to include teachers and maybe educate them? Because if the teachers are unfamiliar and not sure how to start robotics into their class, then chances are that there will be no robotics lessons in the schools.
Of course. What we started is like the foundation of the team always starts with the school. So basically, before starting a FTC team, we really ask that the team is included inside the school. So we will have at least one teacher that will be the correspondent between the team and the school. And we go through different training programs with them, whether it be in team management, whether it be in technical approach or like CAD design, stuff like that. But also in sponsoring and finding partners, either it will be financial partners or manufacturing partners. So the teachers really go through intensive training program. Well, not intensive, but really interesting training program.
Immersive,
yes, of course.
For those people in the audience who are listening and think this is especially for me, how can they contact you?
So that is very easy. They simply have to go on the FIRST France website. So you literally just have to type FIRST France in Google. And you can either send us an email on the contact information page, or else you can contact us on social media. So whether it be Instagram, LinkedIn, or Facebook, just send us a message. And we'll be sure to answer back really fast.
Now, imagine that you are a fairy. Do you know what a fairy is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like in Peter Pan.
And you can change something. What are some of the topics that you would like to magically make appear?
Something that I would like to change is something that's very American. For example, in the American school system, they have a lot of free time for projects and for experiential learning. And that's something that we really want to try to bring to the French educational system. And this is really possible with FIRST. So having a little bit more time to help the kids gain experience in interesting projects, such as a FIRST team, that's something that would really be nice to have in France.
I understand. Is there something that I did not ask yet, or that you would like to add, Nicolas?
Not necessarily. So, because today I'm with Julia, we are today under FIRST France label as a volunteer for their coming off-season event.
You mentioned Julia. Can you mention her role?
Basically, mine and her role today is being a shadow around key roles of this event,
yeah,
so that we could take the lead of these roles during the off-season event, and especially share the tips and be a help for other volunteers that are not here today.
Yeah.
So that's a role today. Basically, we've been juggling between the different people everywhere, trying to understand everything. So this has been quite interesting. Quite a long day, but lots of information, lots of interesting thoughts.
And what are the key roles that you are shadowing?
So Julia has been interesting for a field manager. I've been interested in field technical advisor. We also have good friends that are interested in head referee.
Yes, we have one key volunteer that's his name is Tom, and he is actually mentoring a team in Quebec right now, FTC team in Quebec.
In Canada.
Yes, in Canada. And he is also a referee for the FTC events in Montreal. So he will be a great help for us when he'll be back for our event in France. So that's really interesting. And a little bit more about the event. So just for your information, in France this year, there will be a FTC event in Lyon, so in a city in France. And it will be on the 13th of May, 2023. So it will be open to the public on the 12th for practice matches, starting at 1 p.m. and open the whole day on Saturday, the 13th. And it's really open to general public. So if you're around in Lyon by that time, just come over, see some really cool FTC matches and French teams. And don't hesitate to sign up your team if you want to participate as well.
Yeah, and for teams who would like to sign up, they can type in First France in Google, just like you mentioned.
Exactly.
Before.
So right now there are 16 positions open. So for 16 teams, we have 10 positions reserved for French teams and 6 positions opened for international teams. So they're really counted.
Quick.
Yes,
quick,
quick.
Okay, I guess that's all that we would like to share today. It's been awesome talking to you. Andy, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been great.
What is your first reaction on your first podcast on this topic?
I love this. We actually tried doing a podcast with Robo Lyon a few years ago, and maybe this idea will come back soon, but I'm really happy to be part of this podcast, and I've been really happy to listen to the other episodes that you've released. I find it really interesting and really instructive for other teams, so really cool.
Yeah, there are already some episodes live in the English language from teams in Spain and Lithuania. It's good to hear that you already listened to the podcast. And Nicolas, thank you very much.
Thank you for inviting us to join this podcast. It's quite an experiment to have the mic in front of you because I've never experienced that. So
my final sentence is that I thank the audience, and I would like to do it in French. And then after my try in French, you can do it. You can do it better. It is merci beaucoup. That's a start. Maybe you can say thank you, everybody in the audience, in your language.
Merci beaucoup à tous les auditeurs.
Tous nos auditeurs.
Tous nos auditeurs pour écouter écouter notre podcast.
Lâchez un gros pouce bleu.
Merci de liker et de souscrire à un abonnement.
Did you say do not forget to subscribe?
That's exactly what I said.
Thank you very much. Don't forget to subscribe because there will be a new episode real soon. I hope to see you there.